You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing well this Wednesday evening. Thank you for tuning in. As always, know that you are loved and appreciated because you could be in so many other places in this moment, but you have chosen to be here. So in this moment, let's just take a breath and be present so that we can truly embrace the message that's going to come forth today. Just feel that for a moment. It feels good. And so I am Reverend Dr. Edvige, and it's my pleasure to be here. I'm a transformational life coach, a recently published author, and a healer. So if you haven't already been to my site, I invite you to do so. That's affirmationsforliving.net. And you can also find it on my page at BBS Radio. There's all sorts of links there. As you know, my book journals my experience of awakening. And if you're in that process, as so many of us are in that process right now, I encourage you to get it because it really is like a how-to in what the process looks like as we unfold. Everything from hearing the still small voice and even recognizing it when you begin to hear it, what it sounds like, what it feels like, the process of connecting in to yourself, knowing that it's an inside job, right? That the answers are no longer outside of self, but within. And so sometimes that can be a challenge. And so it really is about understanding what it looks like, how to begin to accept responsibility for the fact that you did indeed choose the experiences that you're having in this moment, and that anything that looks chaotic and like there's no way I would have chosen it, understand the thing that you did, because that would cause you to expand. And this lifetime is all about the expansion. And then it talks about the visitations that I've had, and some have been absolutely magnificent. And so I invite you to get it. It's called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, Your Journey to Discovering Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life, because this life is to be abundantly joyful and blissful and full of peace and love and harmony. But it's an inside job. So I would encourage you to get that today. It's available, again, on BBS Radio on my host page, as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And if you haven't already gotten my app that I've talked about every week, it's called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, and it's for all smartphones, and it's just a wonderful little thing to have because you can listen on the go. You can find out where I'll be and what town I'm speaking, and all sorts of cool stuff. I actually, on that every week, typically Thursdays, I post a universal law. I do an audio recording of a particular universal law, something for you to work on throughout the week. And then on Mondays, I post an affirmation, some words of wisdom for you to ponder throughout the week. So those are really exciting things, and I hope that you're participating in all of them. I would love to hear from you if you have any comments. If there's a particular thought that you have or an idea for a show topic, please feel free to drop me a line, and I would love to definitely bring to you what it is that you're looking for. So my guest today is a wonderful lady. She's authored quite a few books now. Our show today is particular in the different levels of heaven, and that's just fascinating to me. So Lisa LaCapelle will be with us today in a few moments, actually joining me. I encourage you to visit her site as well, if you like what you hear, and just really take in today what it is that you're supposed to hear. So if you have any questions for Lisa or myself in the next hour, I invite you to call in at 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. All righty, Lisa, thank you for holding on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Advit, for having me again on the show. This is wonderful.
My pleasure. So just tell us a little bit about your work and, you know, your background and how this work came to you.
Okay. I'm a spiritualist and a writer. I put my spiritual teachings in my books. I write about heaven and enlightenment. Mm-hmm. I had an experience of going to heaven, and that was followed by light visions and light that continue to this day. That inspired me to write these books. So I have two books called Small Tales and Visits to Heaven, which are it's literary fiction with spiritual analogies woven through.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a book of poetry that was released this past summer. And my next book is called God's Call. And that will be out later this week. I don't have a release date, but it will be out this week. If you want to check my website, the date will be on there. And I'm really excited about this next book coming out. It describes fully my spiritual journey and lessons from heaven. The preparation for the book occurred over an eight-year period. During that time, I lived almost entirely in meditation, prayer, and contemplation of God and my spiritual path. Mm-hmm. It is a book that everyone can learn from, whether they're spiritual or not.
So tell us just a little bit about it, if you can share with us.
Sure. It starts out talking about the spiritual journey itself, the awakening period, the lift to heaven, the visions that followed with their interpretation. Mm. It describes the period of learning where I was discovering the spirit world and about levels and different paths to heaven and how that's different. If you think about it, heaven is vast. It's enormous. And we're talking thousands upon thousands of souls over many time periods and centuries who've crossed over. Mm-hmm. They don't all cross over. Everyone's not going to cross over in the same way or the same place. So people are so different with their many mindsets, their individual spiritual growth, spiritual paths, and their faiths. So people start at different levels based on those aspects, and they move up as part of their soul's evolution, which means how their spirit rounds out based on individual spiritual learning.
Okay.
So each level is like a place to learn, and each level is actually a gradation of light and their spirit's existence in that. So as you rise up to the higher levels, your light becomes more pure and more whole.
Okay. You know, before we get too far into that, because mm-hmm. that's really deep, and I want to build us to that.
Yeah.
You know, baby steps. So now, how long have you been involved in this work? Have you been, because, you know, you say that you've really gone into this trance state, the state of deep contemplation, deep meditation and prayer. How long has that process unfolded for you?
That was over an eight-year period and still continues now. So, but I mean, I have always been spiritually inclined. I've always been interested in spiritual topics. I was raised with faith. I was raised Catholic. I was, and faith is really a gift. And I studied different paths. I studied Celtic and Native mythologies, Zen Buddhism, meditation, mindfulness, all of those things, Reiki. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was very much always a part of my life. It was when I went through some life changes. I just decided to put some of these concepts together, and instead of meditating and doing prayers separately, I started meditating on prayer, and it brought I started praying using prayer is a form of meditation if you approach it that way. If you do your deep breathing, and instead of repeating mantras, mm-hmm. these words of prayers, and just kind of repeat those instead.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, and it does bring you to a different state of awareness. And it was through that process that I discovered light. And then things unfolded from there.
So I have to go back to prayer because mm-hmm. this is really interesting. So when you say, so like the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
So you just use that as a mantra.
Yes.
See, and I like the 91st Psalm.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's a powerful one, isn't it?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we all have our favorites and whatever resonates with us. Yeah. And, you know, I'll do the Lord's Prayer, well, I mean, 10, 11 times in a row. But you're saying to just really feel it and move through it as a meditation. So that in itself is...
Sorry. I can't encourage that enough with people to at least try it. If you're open to the idea of meditation, then certainly try that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will bring you to another state of mind. When sometimes these prayer sessions, they evolved. And that is, I would become aware of being in an ascended state. And cognitively, I guess, aware.
Mm-hmm.
So receiving knowledge through light.
Lovely.
Yeah.
See, and that's wonderful because we're always looking for types of protocols or things that we can do. You know, right now, everyone listening knows a prayer.
Yes.
But not everyone might meditate. So here's a wonderful new concept, right? Just go ahead and take that prayer that you already know, sit quietly, and just become that prayer. And let it just really, really encapsulate and really just, you know, soak it in. So that's why I'm just back on that, because I think that's just a wonderful new way of meditating. So very cool.
And so sometimes these sometimes the prayer sessions would go on for like 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
I would be in prayer that amount of time, but I loved every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So from that state, then, the light would come.
Yes, I had an experience where I was seeing light, where I was seeing real light. And it's noticeable. Like anybody, if you're sitting there and you just close your eyes and you know what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, it was light. I saw a field of light. And then eventually that evolved to see more light. And then spiritual work began.
Lovely. Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. Okay, so now, levels of heaven that you describe in your book, are they the same as ascended states?
Okay, no. I like this question because many people, they believe that heaven is only a state of mind, and and it's not. Ascended states might, however, be the closest to heaven from here on earth for some people. If reaching an ascended state opens the mind to light, once a person realizes that light essence is achievable and that we're a part of that light, it's easy to know that the light comes from heaven over time.
True.
Yeah. So.
And so the light that you're describing, so you close your eyes, you know, when I meditate, I actually wear a mask and all sorts of beautiful lights start to cascade, and lavenders and ultraviolet and white light and sometimes colors, different colors, blues come in. Is this the light you're speaking of, or is it always just a white light?
It's a white light. What usually happens is it'll go violet. First vision will go violet, and you might see kind of light sweeping through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes all light. And you can actually feel that your mind is lifted.
Lovely. Wow. Okay, and so that definitely is back to the question of heaven that you describe in your book. Is it the same as this ascended state? So it's not the same for sure,
It's
then.
not the same, but to be in an ascended state opens the mind. Okay, hopefully to achieve light. With that realization, you can know that heaven is there. So simply put, that belief can be the starting point for some people in the afterlife.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you say in the afterlife, so this is what's attained once you've crossed over, but we can reach this state of being in through meditation.
We can reach a state of peace, which is the closest equivalent
Okay.
to being in the light as fully as a spirit.
Okay. So
Okay.
now, what do you mean by the 12 levels to heaven?
Okay, they're the steps to heaven, the stairways to heaven. I'm saying that they exist through a continuum, through levels of heaven, that the levels equate to a soul's learning, a soul's progression through those levels. Again,
Okay.
because we don't always start at the same place necessarily. For example, when a person first crosses over, the first thing that they're going to learn is that they're a spirit, that they've passed on, and that and to be aware of themselves as a spirit. They're not going to cross over and immediately start learning about their past lives and things like that. Some people may not learn that at all. So that would be done at a higher level. They'd have to,
So,
there's steps. They have to learn about different things about the scope of the spirit world, rules of the spirit world. There's meetings and greetings with loved ones that have passed on. There's building homes in heaven, things like that. So those all those things occur at a different level. They need to learn one thing first. So awareness of spirit can happen here.
based on where you are. So based on your vibration, right, and where you are in your growth and expansion here in the physical, when you transition, so based on what you've learned here, you transition, and so now you're on the other side of the veil. So based on
Yeah.
whatever,
Yeah.
will determine if you're just now learning about, will determine what level you go to.
Right.
Okay,
Right.
so what's the first level? Since there are 12, what's the first level?
Okay. So the first levels, again, are here on Earth because we are souls rediscovering our purpose for being here. The
Okay.
level begins with mind and how it extends outward or upward. So that's by awareness, personal discovery, faith, and realization of spiritual gifts, or how far we take that, by meaning of spiritual attributes. As a life lesson, we share our spiritual principles, which can also mean discovering our reason for being here. And that is the great mystery of life. And heaven is there to help everyone, working above our awareness. For example, one who is called spiritually to teach has resolved their personal life mystery by awareness of heaven's intercession. It brings us to that purpose. Okay.
Beautiful. Okay.
Well, heaven is organized by time. Okay, let's start with that. As in time periods being kept together. Okay, as a spirit from the 21st century is not going to go to a level where there's 18th century, right? So it's organized by time, as in time periods kept together. Within that are lessons for the person's spiritual growth as they proceed higher up. Their light becomes more pure, and they become more whole. A spiritual lesson at, let's say, earlier level might be simply to relinquish emotions before being able to go up higher, where the light is partly maintained by having no emotions that would pull us back. So the higher you go up in heaven, the spirits there are more composed. They don't emotionally react. They don't respond. They're composed. It's a total state of peace. Whereas at the lower levels, there could be some excitement and different energies going on.
Okay.
Okay? So, I mean, to learn that composure would take time. Like, some people might go instantly there based on what their spiritual growth is when they live.
Interesting.
And other people, that's an acquired learning. So there's no divisions or classification. They're called orders, as in the orders of heaven. So the kingdom, if you look at it as the kingdom is at the very top, light extends from there. That's the source of light. The extends from the very top of the kingdom. It extends through the dominions, which are large areas that are set by time periods or purposes. Then there's smaller sets of domains within those dominions. All of these areas are huge. Within a domain, there are levels, again, about learning, knowing oneself for spirit or sharing learning, overcoming hardships. Okay, that can be a level. So those are the purposes of that particular domain. So if there's a group of people that are perhaps bitterness is an emotional issue or something, and they need to transcend that. So the other people at that level are going to be learning that same thing. Okay, because heaven and the spirit world are not always the same. The spirit world is closest to us here, and that's just where the stairway to heaven starts. So the levels are a continuum. One lesson leads to another and to another, gradually lifting the spirit higher, and that becomes achievement. The upper levels is attainment. It's acquiring knowledge to put to use there in heaven. So as a continuum, the levels don't move up in a straight line, and it's different for everybody because the learning is different for each person.
Wow, that's just fascinating. Extremely. Is obtaining spiritual awareness necessary to know heaven?
Yes, but whether we choose that awareness when living doesn't matter, because once we cross over, people do become aware instantly of heaven either way. The physical body is no more, and the mind is more open as a spirit.
Okay. And so this really is just a process of continuing to expand and to grow. And so, now what about incarnation? So, okay, you've gotten as much as you transcend over, you go through however long it is to complete that lesson that you didn't complete here, and then do you incarnate back again? Well, for a new lesson in the physical.
The lessons aren't repeated. New lessons are given.
Yep. Okay. That's what I thought.
But there's, so the way I look at it is there's one soul, and the spirit's incarnation is an extension of that soul.
Absolutely.
And then that helps round out the whole soul.
So now
when we go up there, we meet our soul families.
So for what you've gained through all of this, is there a time when you think that the incarnations are done, or you're forever continuing to learn? So is it something that will be for infinity, or, in a million years you've learned everything? Or do you have a set time to master all the lessons of existence?
There's no set time for it.
Okay.
Because it is a progression. I look at it as learning, as constant learning. Once you've mastered a concept or a principle, and you're able to, you would know because you're able to share that with someone.
Okay.
There's always something more to learn.
Always. I mean, yes, we know that. There's always something.
Yes.
And even at the higher levels, then, you are now attaining new knowledge.
Yes. Yes, at each level there is new knowledge, new bodies of knowledge, new ways to apply it. And a lot of the mid-levels have to do with just existence in the light, being in existence with the light, which we can't fully understand here because we're living.
Exactly.
So there are higher levels at of heaven where there are exalted spirits who have never walked on the earth.
Mm-hmm. Now, would those be... Do we have a name for those sort of beings? Do they communicate with us? Are those the guides, or are those just beings?
No. But I'd say guidance comes in around the fifth level, fourth, fifth. Comes in here for some people while they're living, and then about the fourth or fifth level, there's guidance. When their work up in heaven as exalted spirits, is for heaven. It may be to protect the boundaries of the dominion, for example. So that's why they're never incarnated here on Earth.
This is just lovely.
They never have that physical pull here.
Okay. And now these councils, you know, we've heard of the Council of Nine, the Council of 12. Are these councils associated with those higher realms of heaven?
They are. And they are personal. They're personal. Some people have that experience and some don't. Some people might not ever become aware that they're there.
Wow. Okay. As you know, in our previous conversation, I've actually been taken to the Council of 12.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
And so that's in that heavenly place, which is certainly looked like it, by the way.
Oh, yes, it is. That would be in heaven. They would be lifting your mind up to see there. Like, and that's a higher ascended state, and it'd be for you to see that and to learn from that. Yeah.
This is just so fascinating and so amazing how everyone has their piece of the puzzle. And I just love this opportunity, and I'm going to say it to BBS Radio, I just love this opportunity to be able to find amazing people like yourself with another piece of the puzzle. I think it's just so fascinating. Now, do you believe that religion is required to realize heaven?
Okay. It's not necessarily a requirement to realize it. Religion can shape the path that we choose to go higher up. You don't have to be religious to get there, but it can give, for some people, it can give a head start. Because the awareness is already given through the religious teachings, and that might be the way that they were meant to learn it in this life. Nowadays, there's many spiritualists who are trying to discover firsthand some of these precepts that religion already discovered years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that might be their path to learn it that way in this life.
Wow, amazing. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, let's... breathe and take all this in.
Okay.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Affirmations for Living is about affirming a positive way of living because it's your birthright to live with passion and purpose and to prosper. You will learn how to connect your higher conscious mind as Reverend Dr. Avij takes you on an inner journey of self-discovery and higher awareness while utilizing a process that releases the negative emotions that have been keeping you bound to a life that is not in alignment with who you truly are as a spiritual being. Imagine that right now in this very moment, you can learn to create limitless opportunities. What do you want? Health, wealth, happiness, to find your soul purpose? We have the tools that will support the manifestation of your dreams and desires. From our affirmations and guided meditations to our webinars and transformational spiritual life coaching, the choice is yours. To learn more, visit us at affirmationsforliving.net. And don't forget to get the smartphone app Awakened today. It's free. Change your thinking. Change your life.
Alrighty, everyone. Thank you. We are back. Of course, you're listening to Affirmations for Living, and I am your host, Dr. Edvij. My guest today is Lisa Lapicelli. Thank you, Lisa, for being with me today. Wow, this is really wonderful, and I appreciate your time. So we were in the middle of asking, is religion required to realize heaven? And then I want to move into, what about faith? Is faith relevant?
For a person to have faith in themselves is relevant. It's a given when they do cross over as they begin their spiritual work. Faith in God is there. Once they cross over and they see the light existence, there's no way to deny it. They'll know it right away. So in this context, faith could simply mean trusting in themselves to go higher, and help is there for them to realize that. Again, all is not a given for belief systems or faith alone. Oftentimes, the spirituality and religion are thought of as separate ideas. But some people are just simply not exposed to religious concepts. So their idea of the spiritual forms their perception of their inner self, and others prefer the structure and the meaning that religion provides.
Mm-hmm. So neither is not wrong or neither is right. You can be spiritually enlightened and a spiritual knowing that there's source energy, whether you call that source God or you have a name for universal prime creator, it doesn't really matter. So you don't necessarily need to be associated with any religion to be spiritual. And just being spiritual, if you understand faith in yourself and a higher source, then that's a good place to be. Do you think?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Lovely. So now, and you say faith in yourself. So faith in what about yourself?
That they can move forward.
Okay. There,
okay. Let's say for example, an atheist, somebody who has no belief system, doesn't believe in God. Mm-hmm. So they cross over, they die, they pass over. So the first thing, their awareness is going to be brought up in a sweeping stride once they get there and realize, okay, that heaven is real, that the light is real, all of that. So there's a lot more for them to absorb, say, as for somebody who had a spiritual practice their whole life or was religious their whole life. I'm not saying that that person's better than the other person, but their understanding, their awareness is going to be different, so they're going to start out at a different place. That awareness is already been acquired kind okay. of as they've gone through their life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. Where do angels come into all of this? And I know before we had spoken that there are different types of angels. So angels have a lot to do with heaven and all of these processes. Can you clarify a little bit about that for us?
Yes. Angels are part of the illuminated mind of God. They don't serve us here on earth. They serve him. So they're his creation. And they're not like us at all. They're not like people. They're here on earth when intervening for his purpose. So they emanate love. It's the basis for all that they do. They're always together. No angel is ever alone. They reside in the higher orders of heaven. And that's where they do their spiritual work.
Wow.
There's seraphim. I've seen mm-hmm. a seraph, and it's way, way up in heaven. This vision, it was hours long, and this angel was the most serene, beautiful thing that I've ever seen. She had four wings, two sets of wings, and that means how far-reaching is their scope of flight. Seraphs bring answers to God about people in heaven. They don't leave the kingdom. And if you see them, then you've been lifted to see them there.
Mm-hmm.
They give answers to God about people in heaven. For example, if there's a spirit in heaven that helped coach another spirit, helped them to learn something, helped them to guide something, helped them to bring them up higher, that's acknowledged and celebrated. So seraphs bring truth. Their mm-hmm. purpose is truth. Whereas thrones, their purpose is solace. Comfort. They protect. Thrones also protect spheres of knowledge. What gets through to people here or up there? Okay, they're shimmering with light. They've got round, full wings that go to the top of their heads. All angels, they know what's in our mind instantly. In their presence, they bring clearer thinking, so that they can comfort us.
Mm-hmm.
They're always helping us through life. They raise our awareness. They help to give us light, which is the source of our existence. They help heal all of those things. There are principalities that protect and guard nature's order. There's no avatars in nature. There's no such thing that's perception. It's just a name. But what they are is actually angels. And they hold the flow of light around nature, but not the whole earth. Dominions are very tall. Their wings go very high up, and they encompass the domains of heaven, and they provide order to the stations there. So people at higher levels, heavenly bodies, spheres of knowledge, solar systems, even the sky and the atmosphere, they protect the life, the light on Earth. that's a further organization of different levels based on precepts. And so they're positioned around the circumference of the earth, dominions.
Wow. Okay.
And then there's the archangels, and their purpose is to protect. And they appear winged or in armor. And the armor is the light, and it shows their strength. It depends on the purpose that they're coming through for. If they're coming through for a person to receive a message for them, then you might see them as winged. If they're coming through to protect, then you'll see them in armor. Nothing can touch them. They're huge, and they've been here since time began. They carry the staff of light that is imbued with the purpose.
Now, are there angels without wings?
There's soldiers of God that fight dark forces or try to control for other energies, not you know, interfering. There's those. And again, you would see them in armor.
Okay.
That's how it appears as armor. There was one vision where there was gates. There was an angel standing guarding the gates. The gates towered over many times the height of the angel himself, and it was just to show me the scope and the enormous capacity of light there. When the gate opened, it was millions of flooded out. They looked like pebbles moving in the light, and it wasn't until I could see closer in that they were actually people. The numbers are like uncountable.
Wow. So talk a little bit about these gates, the gates to heaven and then the gates in the higher levels of heaven.
Okay, there's four gates at the top. And those, that's its entrance into the kingdom, and it's by faith.
Now, is that the same faith in yourself, or now you have to have faith in God?
Yes. Now, as you go up, there are precepts that you acquire, how the light works, things that we wouldn't know down here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing work for God. Like saving souls or healing, things like that goes on at that level?
At the higher levels?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and there are four gates?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, for example, if someone tells you that each of us is made of light, to know that light is connected above is a basic precept.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be several lessons to get that across to someone. Okay.
Okay.
So with that, with experience in the light, the precept becomes a given, and higher principles are considered, and that's a different level.
Okay. So then, what are the gates you said from here on this earth plane? Are there?
There are none.
Okay.
They're through the spirit world. There's doorways at the lower levels or the most accessible levels of the spirit world. As you go up, there are different gates to cross over to other domains. There's different dates as domains. So remember, there are time periods, right? People separated by time.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be gates to a domain. So if a person's soul progress, if it means for them to learn something about spiritual values that didn't resonate with them in their lifetime, they may cross over to another domain and learn that.
Wow. Okay.
So they have to go through the gates. So another reason that reinforces that their levels, not everybody can just, you know, go up where they want to kind of thing. You have to learn certain principles, and then you go up. Like, you have to learn the reason you're there. Like, you're, you know, they might, like, I'm showing you this gate because you need to learn something you didn't in your lifetime, and by going through this gate into this domain, then you're able to learn it that way, and that will round out the spirit, the light of the spirit.
Now, literally. Is there a gate to the cosmos, or is that through just like going through higher consciousness and moving through the upper chakras? Or is there an actual gate to the cosmos, like a gatekeeper?
Any gate is going to have one, like a gatekeeper, somebody guarding it.
Okay.
But that's a really good question about the cosmos. I've only had one vision about that, seeing like space.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a level of heaven, and there's still angels protecting that level.
Okay, because I had that experience where I was standing, I was in the cosmos, and there was this giant being of light, and yeah, he said he was a gatekeeper. And I was looking at creation. I was out in under the nebula looking at it, and I won't go into details. But yeah, he was a gatekeeper.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. So he's welcoming you. He's greeting you. He's introducing himself.
Wow. Okay.
So where you're gonna? So by going there, you're learning something, and even when you come out of that mode, there's probably more that you learned that your mind absorbed and took in that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
That will come out at the right time.
At the right time. Isn't that wonderful?
Whatever you learned there. Yes, that is the amazing thing about angels, how they imbue their light that way.
So
their knowledge that way.
How did your learning about heaven come about? Just through, well, not just through, because it's so, 4 hours of prayer at a time. So all of this learning came about by you going into deep meditation or prayer?
Through prayer. I meditated for years. I meditated for 16 years, did meditation and did my daily set of prayers that I had since I was a kid and, practiced Reiki and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it also has to do with your regard for it, how seriously, or not that I didn't take it seriously, but how much more effort you're putting into it, I guess, or how more accepting you are of the whole spiritual process. It did start that way. I started meditating on prayer. I had the awareness of light come through. I was amazed. Then these realizations starting to come through very gently and slowly over time. And again, I was really into it. Like I would pray for hours and hours. And the more I did it, the more I just loved it. I just loved the state of mind that I was in. And I just was the sense of peace that it brought me. And from there, then I started learning about, it went from learning about light, the existence of light, like what a difference it is, and to know that we're connected, that light, to understand that based as a Reiki practitioner is one thing, but to actually feel it and see it and know it by mind is completely different. It lifts your entire being. And then from there, the visions started happening. The first thing I started to learn was about spirits going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That I had that experience 3 days where I went to heaven, and it was quite amazing and quite intense. And there was a visitation by an angel then, and after that, it was like the light stayed with me and was stronger. And then I would the reason I called the book God's Call, because to me I considered it's God's call. I would feel the feeling of a vision coming over, of a light vision, and I knew it different. I knew it was different than like seeing clairvoyantly. So, and then at the whole field of vision would turn to pure light, and then the learning would begin. I'd see the vision, and you understand it cognitively as you're going through it.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is in such a lifted state, your body doesn't even move. Like, I didn't even move for most of these visions at all. I would just lay completely still. It's like you're not even aware of your body at all.
That's one. Now, and you were in this heavenly place. You were in heaven for 3 days. So that's 3 physical days here that you were in heaven?
Yeah, that's what it turned out. I didn't know what was that length of time.
Uh-huh.
I just
so describe that to us then. How did that come about?
Okay. I I had been going through this period of intense prayer and contemplation and just kind of going with the flow. Mm-hmm. I just had a regular day, normal day, sat down, was reading a book or something, and I felt presence. I felt the strong feeling. My mind was open to sight, and then I could see an angel. I could see these blue eyes, radiantly blue eyes looking at me, and it was an angel, and it was like he was calling me. He was making this motion with his hand like he was calling me, and I just went completely still. And then I began to pray, and I could feel this loving hold that went right through me, like I was being lovingly held. And I was praying and I was praying, and then there was this a short period where I felt there was like something trying to, I don't know, pull at me, pull back or something. And it might have been just the physical pull, the pull of the earth kind of. And then all of a sudden, this sword came down. And when that sword came down, my spirit shot right up, went way up. And it was like I could feel myself being held by this angel, but I could see myself in this light going upwards. And as I went upwards, all this shell started crumbling. I could see it crumbling off my body.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could see light. And it was like, wow, we are all light inside. Like you hear that in religion from Jesus saying that, but to see it was another, I was like, wow. And again, this tremendous state of awe and my mind suspended, being held. And up I went farther, and then all of a sudden it was just overwhelming love, this pure joy. And it was like I was soaring there, like I was flying up there. And then I could see this big, what I thought was like a city. In pure light, you could see that it extended way back. It was enormous. And you could see, like, the outlines, the silhouette kind of, well, not a silhouette because it's all light, but the outline, the shape of buildings like a kingdom. There was a figure, a man, standing there, looked holy, with halo robes. And I was brought to him to stand in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he blessed me with the sign of the cross and said, "Child, this is benediction. You've been saved."
Hmm.
And with that, after that, there was stillness and peace. And then I started coming back. And I could feel myself cascading down, almost like through levels, just going all the way down and then back into my physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were angels on either side of me, and it was like they were looking through my physical body to see that I was okay. One placed his hand on my heart, and I was revived.
Wow. And that was 3 days.
And I looked at the clock, and I noticed the time, but it wasn't quite registering. And then I waited a little while, and then I noticed the date, and I was like, oh, my God, it's been almost 3 days.
How beautiful, though.
Yeah, and then that night there was a throne that visited me. It was the most beautiful, amazing thing ever.
And don't you just wish you could really just tell people and get it through to them that it's so worth the spiritual journey. It's so worth the spiritual work to really deeply get into your meditating, your praying, and to truly connect into the higher power. Because, I mean, you will have that memory for the rest of your life, and
yes,
it moves you, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I was just so happy about it. There was never fear. I was just overcome with joy, and I wanted to tell everybody right away. I was like, I have to tell people. This is so important. I really have to tell people. Like, that's real. That's real. It's really there. That was, and But what kept coming through to me intuitively was wait, 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 because there's going to be more. There's going to be more.
Mm-hmm.
And there was. So,
And so here you are fulfilling soul purpose beyond any shadow of any doubt. Wow. And that's the thing. You have to do the work. And trust me, you will discover your soul purpose.
Yes, absolutely.
There's no doubt about it, folks.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Because, it's so amazing, some of the experiences. I just wish I could, hook something up to me so that you could see and feel the experience, because some of them are just so magnificent.
That's exactly what I thought, and was the exact same thing. If people could just see it, if they could just see the light, just see that, like, that's not just a saying. If they could just see the light, literally, if they could just see it, they would know,
that it's worth the work, and that's how I felt when my light body descended into me, watching this pure white form coming from the heavens and just descending down and moving into me was so intense.
Yes, it is.
Crazy.
But
okay.
And that's what you were talking about, baby steps, is so relevant. It is so important that we nurture our soul while we're here to prepare us for experiences, because we're lucky, we're blessed to have that kind of experience here while we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
When people cross over, they're gonna,
And so it's really your job to say, okay, you have these books. Look, guys, this is all so real. That's why the name of my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. It is all so real. And if you get nothing from this conversation, hear that. Heaven is real. And yes, do the processes, do the work, believe. Have that faith, just the size of a mustard seed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how does faith relate to maturation to a higher order?
Okay, so once a person has achieved or mastered the learning of a previous level, it's like graduating higher to know of precepts. Choice is more adherent at these levels to learn about principles of faith, no matter what their religion is, or if they had it. They're just different levels where they would go to learn about that. For example, to explore that Christ is his own gateway and what that means, or to discover what prophecy means. It's not going to be taught to somebody who's still learning how their mind works as spirit. Okay, so that can be achievement, but attainment is achieved at a higher order. A person can learn a concept, but to know it fully as a precept is different, because, again, that's the work involved there in heaven.
So now you said something that caught my attention, Christ as its own gateway. You have to clarify.
Okay. There's only – I have another book in the works. and that's what it's about.
And when will that one be out?
Pardon me?
When will that book be out?
The next one is called The Glory and Guidance in the New Wave of Accordance. And that comes out next year.
Okay.
I don't know when. Okay. It's still in the early stages, but that's one of the topics to cover and that I will be covering. And so basically just what religion has pronounced about Christ, that he's the gateway to heaven, following his way, those principles of light, his light teaching, or having faith that those are there, that they're there, will lead us to that gateway.
Absolutely. So what did you set out to accomplish in the writing of your books?
Okay. In the book, I wanted to write, again, about personal discovery in the context of spirituality. I explain a little bit more about ascended states and the gift of sight, just to give an appreciation of the visions and light that followed my experience of heaven. I also wanted to briefly put my thoughts on the spiritual awakening and the real value of faith for that, to help people that are going through that, mm-hmm. and to explain also that soul work is not a purpose to live, but a function of living. It's preparing ourselves spiritually for entrance into heaven, which also and ultimately equates to two levels of heaven. Foremost, the important point of the book was to validate the existence of it, and that that existence is light existence.
Lovely. Wow. So give us the name of your book once again.
God's Call. It will be released later on in the week. You can check my website.
Which is?
www.lalachapelle.webstarts.com. I also post a lot on Facebook about my book, so the release date will be posted there, and my Facebook is open for anybody.
And will it be available on Amazon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so people can check there also, probably by the weekend.
Okay. And of course, if you visit my host page on BBS Radio, that's Affirmations for a Living on BBS, you will see the archive of this show with the link to Lisa's site. That way you'll be able to come back in a week and get that. Sounds absolutely wonderful. You know, thank you for doing the work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for doing your work, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, beautiful. Really, absolutely beautiful. Do you have any final, you know, words to help the audience?
Yes, I do. If the mystery of life is to discover our purpose for being here, then God calls us to know that spiritually. Everything we learn from life has spiritual breath, the breadth that extends when we cross over. If a person just needs to know that when they cross over, that heaven is there, and that while they're there, they can make up for any misgivings in life, then they can just know that. They don't have to worry about levels and all that, because they will learn that on the other side. I'm just trying to help people, give people a head start here.
Well, then you just said something really interesting, though. Okay, so I'm going to take a few extra minutes. So what if you've been a person on this side who's done things that are really not so very nice of the light in any way? You know, perhaps you've stolen, you've murdered, you've done whatever. And we understand that we're here to learn and to experience. What does it look like for a person like that crossing over? Is this thing called judgment, does it exist?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Light is purity of thought. If you have people that are filled with angst and hatred, that are, for example, murderers or something like that, there's no way that they're going to be able to exist in light at all. And there are firm rules. Now, I don't get into that about judgment, but absolutely, they're not going to evolve at the same rate. They'll learn. They might go to places to learn. I've seen the place like called Purgatory. So I've seen the lower end too, but I don't write about that.
Okay.
It was just part of learning. So, I did have, this is National Day of Prayer today.
Oh, lovely. How perfect. That's
yes,
perfect.
It is. So if I may, if I could just take a few seconds to say something.
Of course.
Okay. This is just something I wrote. Thank thee, God, for people of kind hearts, for truly this is a nation of restarts, from where firmer growth stems wondrous minds. May people forever know the finest in God's creation is light, and never turn from his purpose. May they ever know that being loving is being in his service. May they always know that wondrous mind is knowing, comes from love, and know this in their hearts. For this I thank thee, for the love of people. And I do thank you, Ed Veach, and the listeners out there, people everywhere, and BBC. That's my prayer for people.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Take care of yourself. Till next time.
Yes, until next time, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Indeed. Okay. Take care of yourself. So there you have it, everyone. What a lovely, lovely show. Thank you for tuning in. Definitely tell your friends all about it. As you know, Affirmations for Living truly is about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. Indeed. I'm here to assist you on your journey. So go to my site, follow Lisa, find these pearls that really can help to empower you. And step by step, those little baby steps, before you know it, you're going to be having all of these amazing, amazing experiences and expansion yourself. So if you haven't already, download my app, Awakened, do so today. And again, get my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. Until next time, I want to thank you. Be blessed. Take care. Namaste.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.